Romans 8, 38 to 39, part 2. Amazing love. Jesus left the glories of heaven and came into this world as a baby. Near the end of his ministry, he was arrested, mocked, spit upon, beaten, judged, and sentenced to die. When he was nailed to the cross, he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Before he died, he cried, "It is finished." His work of forgiving our sins and redeeming us was complete. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? And it is also amazing to know that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Romans 8, 38 and 39, part 2. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor principalities, neither present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The meditation question is, how has your study of Romans 8 deepened your understanding of God's love for you? How has it inspired your faith? In our session today, we will complete our study of Romans chapter 8. In each verse, we have shared the amazing love of God and the riches he has given us in Christ. In verses 38 and 39, we reach the top of the mountain of God's amazing grace. What now? How can we ensure that this study is not just another Bible study that merely adds to our head knowledge? The answer is to believe and receive all that God has for us by faith. At the beginning of our study, we pointed out that from Romans 1:16, that the gospel is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes. Paul went on to say in verse 17 that in the gospel, God revealed the righteousness of God, which is by faith from first to last, as it is written, "The righteous will live by faith." I have emphasized throughout our study that the goal is not to intellectually understand every teaching, but to believe what the scripture says about you. I urge you to review what we have learned and to make each study your own by faith. God produces faith in us by revealing his love to us. Galatians 5:6 states, "Faith works by love." This means that faith is activated and energized through love. Love is the engine that puts faith into motion. Sometimes people try hard to believe. However, to believe, we need a deeper revelation of God's love. It is easier to trust God when we know that he loves us unconditionally. Love is the driving force behind our faith. Consequently, one of the biggest reasons people have a hard time believing is that they doubt God's love for them. This is why the message of Romans 8 is so important. Assurance of God's love produces faith in us, opening the door to all of the blessings that he has for us in Christ. There are multiple amazing statements in Romans 8 that describe the wonder of his love for us. God works all things for our good. If God is for us, who can be against us? God already gave his son for us, and with him will continue to give us all things. Verses 35 to 39 declare repeatedly, nothing can separate us from the love of God. You will not find any passage in the Bible that gives greater promises and assurance of God's love and care for us. God has revealed his amazing love for us in these verses so that we can believe and receive his love. It is easy to feel condemned And it is easy to doubt God's love for us when we experience trials and suffering, or when our weaknesses are exposed. Therefore, we must have full assurance and be completely secure in God's love for us. We must know that his love is unconditional and does not change, and that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. So many people have come to faith through the revelation of God's love from John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I think most of us can see how the revelation of God's love from this verse produced saving faith in us. I believe that God wants to give us ongoing revelation of his love, especially through the cross. Is not this one of the main purposes of communion? Jesus told us, "Remember me whenever you eat the bread and drink the wine." He doesn't want us to feel condemned and unrighteous when we have communion, but to experience and be reassured of his love, acceptance, and forgiveness. The cross is the eternal proof of God's absolute love for us. Paul prayed in Ephesians 3:16-19, that we may know the height, depth, and breadth of the love of God. The love of Christ is eternal, for it was that love which moved him to leave heaven's throne and come into this world to redeem us. That love was deep, for it was that love that motivated Jesus to humble himself and die for us on the cross. That love was broad, for it was that love that opened the arms of the Father to forgive and receive sinners, all sinners who come to him. And that love is unchanging, for it is that love that comes to us today and meets our every need. Let's pray. I will conclude our study of Romans 8 by praying this prayer. It is a prayer for God to give us greater revelation of his love, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith. Father, I pray that everyone who has done the study of Romans 8 will be strengthened with power through your Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen.